students perform for the camera at a virtual drama debate and forensics meet, and some Alaskans who have had close contact with people with COVID-19 are refusing to quarantine because they won't get paid if they don't go to work. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. When it comes to drama debate and forensics, the show must go on, even during a pandemic. Haynes and Skagway students competed in a regional DDF meet last weekend. The competitors performed their pieces in a video conference. For the past few weeks, Haynes School students have been preparing dramatic readings, speeches, and humorous monologues for the regional meet. Coach Hannah Bocart says practices are fairly normal aside from the masks and social distancing, but the competitions are very different this year.
We've kind of been learning how to transition what is designed to be a live performance format into a slightly more digital one.
This year, students are competing virtually to prevent the spread of COVID-19. They use a digital platform called Yachtly. There are different virtual rooms set up for each event. Judges sign into a room and watch students perform one by one.
There's just a button in the center of the screen that just says, take the floor. And when the performers are ready, they click that button, their camera turns on, they address the judges, and then they just jump right into their performance.
In some ways, there are advantages to the virtual competition. The team no longer has to deal with the high cost and complex logistics of travel in Southeast Alaska. And Bocart says it's easier to find people who are willing to participate as a judge from the comfort of their own home.
My brother in New York City decided to jump in and judge a final round, which is really cool. And now he's very excited. And he's talking to old friends who used to do it, you know, back in the 90s and the aughties, and we might get, you know, judges from who knows where signing into the next tournament.
But Bocart says the challenge is figuring out how to convey the emotion of a live performance through a computer screen.
As a performer, there's a very different energy when you're physically sharing a space with someone in a room. I think there's like a quality to the air, the tension, the excitement that is certainly there in some form performing online, but it is a transition and it is an adjustment.
Bocart says the Haynes Glacier Bards rose to the challenge. Junior Stella Ordonez was a finalist in four events. Bocart says Ordonez was awarded first place for her solo acting performance of a woman doing a testimonial for Life Alert, a device that helps seniors contact emergency services.
And the culmination of the story is that the event where she fell and got stuck on the kitchen floor continued to escalate, and ultimately she's doing the Life Alert commercial as part of her community service because of some misdemeanors that end up happening.
Senior Eli Williamson took first place for his humorous interpretation of a Weird Al Yankovic monologue. Skagway students Kalia Fielding, Lauren Garduke, and Tessa Murphy took first in the Reader's Theater competition. Murphy also received third place for her dramatic interpretation. Bocart says that she learned a lot from their first virtual competition and now has a better idea how to prepare her team for the next one.
Anytime we're practicing the pieces, there'll be an open laptop with some kind of recording going, just so they can practice kind of having an eye on keeping themselves in frame, playing with their spatial relationship to the laptop in terms of audio quality, all of these things that you wouldn't have to consider in a live performance.
Bocart says the Glacier Bards' next meet is on November 13th and 14th. After that, it is not totally clear what the rest of the season will look like. Last week, the Alaska School Activities Association announced that all 2020 state championships for fall sports and activities were canceled. The ASAA board will meet again on November 9th to review its recommendations. Some Alaskans who've had close contact with people with COVID-19 are refusing to quarantine because they won't get paid if they don't go to work. And the issue is raising concern among state and local public health leaders. Anchorage Environmental Health Services Division Manager Christy Lawton told legislators on Tuesday that residents' financial needs are affecting their willingness to comply with public health recommendations.
There's also individuals we contact that for the same reasons are resistant to go get tested because not knowing is better in their minds, because then they don't have to reveal their positive and potentially be told not to come to work, particularly for many in our community that don't have jobs where they're going to get paid if they don't show up or they're not able to telecommute.
At a House Health and Social Services Committee meeting, Lawton said the issue is occurring at a time when contact tracing is more difficult.
With the widespread community spread that's happening now, I think contact tracing efforts are just harder because it's so insidious and so vast.
Lawton encouraged committee members to find ways to provide economic incentives to people to comply with health mandates and to advocate for financial support at all levels of government. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin said in a news briefing Wednesday that job-related pressures are one of several reasons why people don't want to comply with contact tracing. Other stresses relate to schooling and general fatigue with responding to COVID-19. But he says contact tracing is one of the state's most important tools to slow the virus's spread.
We're seeing a number of people who are not interested in participating in contact tracing. My nursing staff frequently reports getting hung up on by people that they're trying to, you know, notify.
McLaughlin adds that people who test positive should inform their own close contacts. Governor Mike Dunleavy says he recently became aware of the issue of Alaskans not complying with contact tracing due to job pressures. He says his office will be looking at how widespread and problematic the issue is and whether there's anything the state can do to address it. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.